I got it to how's work finally. Well,
magic.
You know, magic. Magic. Nothing but magic. Turn cool. This metronome off.
Yeah, we need the metronome. Yes.
I don't need that shit. I'm not making music right now.
Hello.
You sound good.
What's happening?
Oh, you know, just...
We podcasting?
We're podcasting from your couch this week.
That's right, we're on the couch.
Because, you know...
Yeah.
Things happen.
Butt surgery.
I wasn't going to say it, but I mean...
It's still vague as to which one of us got butt surgery.
And that's true. That's true. That's true.
That's true.
That's very true. But yeah, we're this week we're recording. Sorry, folks, we're late in recording this week. There were extenuating circumstances that prevented
true,
it.
True.
But you know what? We're healthy. We're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, at least one of us is able to sit up for long periods of time.
Ha, right now. What a dick. Mm-hmm. So good. Yes. Here we are. We appreciate you listening.
Yes.
And subscribing and and rating us on iTunes.
Yes. Yes. We definitely.
When last I looked, we only had 5-star reviews on iTunes. I would like to see more of those.
Oh yes. Wait. I haven't looked or have we gotten any reviews?
I don't think anyone's written anything yet. Okay. I would love for someone to write something.
I'm ready to perform.
Dramatic performance.
Yes. I'm ready. Yes. I'm ready to do this.
Let's see, podcasts. I think this is how you look it up.
I think so, too.
I'm going to accidentally play our last podcast because I don't know how to use this app. It's going to be great. It was quite a week. Today, John Lewis took his last trip over the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P.
There were like three.
Do we? So have we recorded since he passed?
No, we haven't recorded since he passed.
Okay, so yeah, no, John Lewis,
the greatest living American,
the OG, died
formerly.
Loved him.
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing. Yeah, I remember I got that news and I was just taken aback by it because earlier in the week, shit, we might echo because we're like we're
close to each other. Well, put a cushion between us.
I don't know.
Just kidding.
Try this. Okay. Let's try this now.
How about now? How about that?
Oh, yes. Wait, did you just say bidet?
I said, how about that?
How about that?
I do have bidets now.
You do?
Upgrades. Life upgrades.
So, no. So, earlier in the week, there was news, like reports going that he passed earlier, and they were like, no, he's still alive, like he's okay. So once I got the like real news that he passed, it was maybe like days later, I was like, God.
Yeah. Yeah. He was 80.
Lived a good life, long, long life, you know.
Fought a long time.
Long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've probably talked about him.
Caused
before.
A lot of trouble. We have talked about him before.
We talked about
March.
March, yeah.
His graphic novel series.
Right.
Which is excellent.
Yes. I have to watch his documentary, his biopic.
Oh yeah.
Good Trouble.
Yeah, it's like $6 to rent it currently.
Yeah, I haven't.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet either.
Yeah, but I need to get on that.
I don't mind paying $6 for that.
Oh yeah, no, not at all.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. We're beginning this week on a no. Oh shit!
It's true. Again, I started out morose.
Well, this is the Hell Are We Doing podcast.
Yeah, welcome to the Hell Are We Doing podcast. I'm Robert.
I'm Love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your weekly.
That's right.
Insight into chaos that we call life.
Yes.
Living in America.
What is it? Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
That was good.
Oh, man.
That was good. That was good. I totally just looked up at your ceiling and thought you had a leak, and I was about to
This roof has 40 more years on
insurance
it.
Insurance mode.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wait, what?
Insurance low. Yeah. I was like, how the fuck?
Wait, huh?
And what occurred?
Because I was like, I know what kind of roof you have. And I was like, wait, hold on.
Yeah, a metal roof.
Yeah.
That's why you can hear it so well probably on the podcast, the rain.
Yeah.
It's currently raining.
Yeah,
in Florida.
You know, in the summer.
It's daily July. Rain.
What's new?
Daily rain in Florida. What's new?
You know.
Ollie's going to jump up on your computer any second.
Oh. He was about to. Oh, he still did it.
Yeah. He still did it. He did it. Lord.
Don't let me leave him out here forever.
Oh. No, he's going to be fine. You know he's going to knock on the door anyway, so.
Children.
Fucking children.
Yes.
All right. So we lost like 3 civil rights heroes, actually.
I know. We lost a lot.
Actually. Reverend Vivian.
Yes.
Who is 95.
Yes.
I can't remember the third one.
I know there was someone else, though.
I feel bad.
I feel bad, too.
Can you still hear me?
I can still hear you.
From here?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I was looking at a guide to taking care of yourself during the pandemic. There's no date on this thing, which I feel like it could be from March or from July. Who the hell knows? One of the things, Lo, was don't mistake your normal allergy symptoms for COVID symptoms.
You know why? Do you know why I'm sitting here stone-faced looking at this food right now? It's because all weekend I've been sneezing, sniffling, blowing my nose, and the first thing I was just like, oh shit, I better not have COVID. And I look up the symptoms and I was like, okay, it sounds like I'm just having my normal allergies. But my allergies usually, once I take my allergy pills, I'm good. I had to take like 2 to 3 allergy pills for it to like...
It's because you're allergic to Ollie. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah. I have been, yeah, so you already know. We already let the cow out of the bag. Like that it was Prey that had surgery.
Oh, I did have butt surgery.
And
that's true.
And I've been coming over and helping take care of him and walk.
Thank you.
Owls. Thank you. You know, I got you, dog.
Thank you.
And
Ollie is so like stubborn and hard to get to walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
He's like.
What a fucking creature? I don't know.
He's like a 30-pound tank.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
He like sets anchor and won't move.
Yeah. And.
Yeah.
And he thinks he's stronger than me. And I'm just like, you're not stronger than me. You know that, right? Like,
you have to find that happy medium on how much you can pull him
and not,
not strangle him. You know? I have to do that all the time, especially when he will stop in the middle of the fucking street.
Right. That happens so much.
He's like, oh, there's something to eat here. Something to
eat. Yeah, no.
This is going to be one of our lower quality.
It probably is. Whatever.
But that's fine.
We wanted to get content out.
That's right.
We wanted to get content out.
We enjoy. Even,
you know, Prey is in pain right now.
That's right.
I'm
still not sure if I'm going to work tomorrow.
See, you should not. I don't understand why you did not take the time off.
I know.
I think you should go ahead.
Take 3 days off.
No, you had surgery. Plus 2. Dog.
I know, it's true.
Like major surgery, dude.
It's true.
Nah.
I recommend some downtime after surgery.
You think?
I can't imagine if I had gone to work the day after surgery.
Right.
What the fuck was I thinking?
Right.
Yeah.
Ciao.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Y'all need to get y'all people.
Lo is a good caregiver. He
Well, you know, if I care for you, I'm going to you know, take care of you. I'm going to make sure you.
Sometimes you understand the human limitations better than I do.
You know, this is ridiculous.
I know.
This is ridiculous.
I was like in my usual podcasting seat, ready to go.
And yeah, no.
I was like, fuck?
So I asked if he felt okay if he wanted to pod today. He's like, yeah. So I was like, okay. We picked the time.
That's right.
I come over. This motherfucker is, again, yes, he's in our normal podcasting spot, sitting down. I'm like, bitch, why are you not, like, laying down right now in bed? Or, like, and so we compromise. We're like, okay,
Run the couch. Move it
to the couch. At least you can chill.
Yeah, the couch is comfortable.
Yeah.
It's IKEA's best couch. Not really, but it's pretty good.
See, look, it's a nice couch.
It is nice. It is nice and cushy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Are you comfortable,
like
though?
I like it. I am. I'm comfortable. I'm
glad.
No, this is no a nice setup.
No
right
butt
now.
Pain. I'm trying to keep it
fortunately,
vague.
Yes, fortunately, I you know do not have any butt pain. Thank you.
That's good.
You know, maybe one day, because you know I am also high risk for butt cancer.
It's bad. So as you get older, you have to worry about your butt more.
Yeah. Yeah.
And butt problems. Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
You know, and
I think it also depends on how much you use your butt for other things. But
and I don't really use it much for other things.
But still.
I know that you do.
Well, I may have in the past. It's true.
Myself, I, you know.
You have admitted on this podcast to bottoming before.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm not saying
this
that.
This may be the first time I'm admitting to that. Yes, which is hilarious.
Really?
Probably.
Don't we
maybe.
Have like an entire episode called Board Bottoms?
We do have Board Bottoms. I don't remember what was said.
like, bitch.
It must have been quite a bit because I blocked it out. Yeah. Hilarious. I'm sure all my coworkers are like, boy, TMI. Yeah. Shout out to Jackie.
Oh, I would like to shout out to Jeff and his lovely wife.
Jeff and Catherine. Aren't they cool? They sent you food.
Those cookies were...
Aren't they good?
Delicious as shit. Just thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what?
Catherine just threw those cookies together while I was there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and she made the naan from scratch
hell?
While I was there. Yeah, she put like sour cream or yogurt or something in them.
Whoa.
Sorry, I shouldn't tell you that, but... If it was cooked, it was not the...
Well, yeah, no, it doesn't, yeah.
It was not the consistency of mayo.
It's fine.
So
it's not mayo. So it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
But they're real good at, like, cooking while people are there and, like, throwing food together and, like...
That's good.
It's real good.
They're a good team.
And they, even though they're white people, they do use spices.
They're a good team.
They are. That's
they're
true.
A good team. They make good food.
They are.
I appreciate y'all so much. Thank y'all. But yeah, I would like to. I just like to give them a shout out because those cookies were
phenomenal. She was like, "Should I put nuts in these?" I was like, "Yes,
yeah,
absolutely."
They were delicious. Mm-hmm. Always. Mm-hmm. Of course, he always wants a nut.
Always. Speaking of, Lowe sent me some Instagram link today, which he tweeted. So you can go look at BD. What is it? BDL.
BDL Weaver.
Yeah, BDL Weaver on Twitter. You can see that he tweeted, I believe you said, Child the Ghetto, is what you said about it. And it's about a lady who purports to be a vegan who also consumes a certain amount of semen each day.
So I have to give the source credit to my girl Epiphany.
Epiphany sent some good shit.
She sent that shit, and I was disgusted. And
she also puts it on her face. Not Epiphany, but the
So if you were okay, I urge each and every one of you that are listening to go to Vice UK.
Oh yeah.
Instagram.
Search for the word semen. I don't know. It's somewhere.
Well, no,
there.
It's Vice UK Instagram.
Yeah,
and you'll go through their posts. It's more one of their most recent posts, and there's this lady that she's a female bodybuilder, that's a vegan bodybuilder, and she uses cum. I said that right. She uses cum to fight COVID, she says.
I didn't get that far in the video.
Oh,
how does it fight COVID?
COVID and her skin allergy, like her dermatitis. Like I have eczema. So yeah, pretty much eczema. Like she pretty much has eczema, psoriasis, and she uses cum. So she will put it in the fridge, freezer.
So where did she get it? Did she go
see,
into that?
I'm going to be 100% for it. I did not watch the entire video. I could not get through the entire video, just
either.
Like you.
I was like, fuck this.
I could not get to the entire video. So I did not get that far to see who was providing her with all of this semen.
I would assume her significant other. I was hoping they'd bring in her boyfriend or something.
I would hope so.
I stay busy. Fuck.
That nigga is jerking off 24/7, 365. Yeah, cause...
As you would say, she gets her facials.
Oh, she... She really did. It's like a... It really is a brand new meaning to facial. Oh, yes. Get... I, oh,
talk shit. Amongst yourselves.
Yes. Uh-huh. I totally forgot we... All ours was outside. My,
here he is.
He's fine now. He's probably Paul wet Vander from the wet. Did he go in the rain?
A little bit. He's moist.
Yo.
I sent you that video of 8 Frenchies in a bathtub.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man, I love that shit.
Yes.
I'm gonna get 7 more.
Yeah, I noticed. You're officially an old man. You're an old cat lady. But just dog wise. French
8 Frenchies is like the equivalent of like 100 cats.
Pretty much.
I don't know what he's
pretty
doing.
Pretty much. But yeah, no. So
what are we going on about?
I don't know. We're going on about cum.
A cum woman? Yeah.
Yes, the cum woman. So I urge you all to go ahead and...
Vice UK. Yeah, it's Twitter slash... Not Twitter. It's Instagram slash Vice UK, I think.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. So, yeah.
Oh my God. Ollie, what the fuck? I know this is far less interesting to the people who are not here.
Oh, question.
What?
Have you been following what's been going on? Because, you know, okay, because just so everyone knows, everyone's still protesting. I don't know if people don't know. It might not be, you know, the algorithms may have changed on your social media websites, and you may not are getting the feed of the protests, but they're happening every day still.
That's why Trump's sending out mercenaries, right?
I know. Yeah. And oh, Portland, they've been in it. They've been in it for a minute now, though. Like since day one, pretty much, though.
So we got like the moms and the white moms.
Uh huh.
Because the black moms were already there,
and then we had the vets,
and then we also had the dads with leaf blowers,
yes,
and the vets are the newest group.
Yeah. Oh, they're going through.
I've seen pictures of people with horrible bruises from like, you know, rubber bullets and shit. Like, but that's every day.
I mean, rubber bullets. I mean, people getting their eyes shot out. Yeah, you know, people getting horrific life changing
rubber bullets
injuries
are not.
Or killed from rubber bullets.
Yeah,
they're still bullets. You know,
they're still bullets.
They're still projectiles.
They can still kill you.
Yes. Yeah, there's a high velocity
or damage your brain so
projectile,
much that you guys,
right? You know, they can still cause significant damage if not, you know, death. Yes. So
take away the police's guns. I don't think the police should have guns. That's Radical Robert. Also defund the police, rebudget the police, whatever terminology you want to use. We went into the whole semantics last episode.
Yeah, we're not even going
to
go back
and listen
that.
To semantics.
Yeah, go back and
listen. It's our most popular episode ever.
Semantics, that.
I think.
Yeah, probably. Yes. I don't know how I feel about not having the police have
guns. I know. I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, I think we have too.
Yeah.
It goes back
to my question of what do we want the police to actually do?
I understand not giving them like military grade weapons and things of that nature.
Yeah.
But
we were just talking about how rubber bullets kill people.
They could use rubber bullets instead of guns, actually.
They could, indeed, but I'm arguing against that.
I know you are. But I was just saying.
Or it could be like in sci-fi movies where police. What was it? I can't remember if it was a movie or if it was The Watchmen. Where they had to call into headquarters to get their gun unlocked.
I have not seen The Watchmen. I know. I still need to.
It was either that movie. Oh my God.
Sorry.
How was that, everyone?
Sorry.
That was always kibble ball. It dispenses kibble as it goes.
Oh, are you serious?
Cool, right? Anyway, that's like a sci-fi thing.
Okay.
I think it may have been The Watchmen.
Okay.
Where they have to call into the headquarters to get their gun unlocked from the car.
Mm.
But still, it's like, it's your question of who's controlling the robots.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I don't know. The question is, what do we want the police to do? That's the real
question.
That's
true. That is a real question. And we need to...
And then what do they actually need guns for?
Right. Right.
That's the next question.
So I feel like that's something that we're discussing, and I hope that we're having these discussions in all of our local communities, because Gainesville it's necessary. We definitely are.
Yeah,
we definitely are.
It's good.
Yeah, but it's really good.
Even if our police don't have these problems,
they don't. You know,
no,
they don't. No. They don't. They don't. They're so far removed from that's the rest true. Of the country. You know that.
That's true.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
What were we
talking about?
We were talking about something before, and I totally forgot what we were. Because we said, oh, we should talk about this on the podcast, but I totally forgot what we were talking about. Oh, look at the kibbles. Look at all the kibbles. So, are you going to jump up there and get that, buddy? Or are you just waiting for the ball?
He thinks they're shooting the ball.
Yeah, he is. He doesn't care about the streets. Well, maybe he do now. He does now.
So, I think we were talking about earlier today. Was it earlier? No, it was like yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Or the day before. One of those. Yeah, we had like a mini podcast session.
Pretty much.
Without recording.
Right.
Yeah.
But I forgot what we were talking about, though. See, we're both, we're both all out of sorts because we're not in that regular spot.
I was like, let me check our text messages, but no, it was in person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I was taking care of your bitch ass.
I know. Thank you for taking care of me. It is appreciated.
Oh, boy, I'm not, that not like, I wasn't searching for a compliment.
No, you deserve the compliment.
I got you, dog.
You deserve it.
I got you. So, I can't think of what it was. I really can't think of what it was. We'll get back to it.
So apparently,
go.
I've just remembered what it is.
Okay.
Apparently, it was not just a white people's idea to rename the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Okay. Yeah. So you did more research into that. Okay. So what happened? Tell me.
Yeah. So, I was reading about it today.
I'm going to get my special stuff.
Very good. I was reading about it today, of course, because, you know, his funeral was happening, John Lewis's funeral, and he was going with horse-drawn hearse over the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. And apparently it was like the first petition to change the name of it was started by a black lawyer who I think, I can't remember his name or anything.
Okay.
But it is a movement started by black people.
Okay.
Which, in that case, I'm on board for it. But it is one of those things where you do feel like maybe it's not the most productive thing we could put our energy towards. I feel comfortable saying that.
So,
like, I mean, sure, let's do it.
I'm going to cut you off.
That's fine. Lo is back. His special sauce is with him.
Yes. So... I had more thought into this, and things of that nature, as far as streets being named, schools, public places,
mm-hmm.
public buildings, things of that nature,
bridges,
being named after certain figures, is important, and I'm just thinking of. Specifically in the South, but throughout the country, but specifically in the South, how many schools, streets, statues, public buildings, mm-hmm. spaces, things of that nature are named out by are named after Confederate soldiers, yeah. generals, people of the Confederacy, like people that were just kind of just horrible people, not even other Confederacy, just horrible people of the South in general in the country.
Exactly.
And
grand dragons of the KKK.
Yes, that.
Like
that.
Edmund Pettus.
That. So renaming these streets and things of that nature, you know, to for people and figures that actually embody what America is supposed to stand for.
Mm-hmm. I think that's is
a good thing.
I think it's good. I agree.
It's a good thing. I think. I obviously it's just one of the steps
yeah,
need it in, and like,
well, and this one especially can
the
have
overall scheme of things, but yeah,
like really big symbolism. I mean, like, and like renaming that bridge after John Lewis is like, you know, it's relevant. And also, yeah, her, you know, there's like a school in Virginia that's being renamed from Robert E. Lee to John Lewis.
Right.
Good. Excellent. Keep it up. And I think this is, you know, maybe just an extension of the bigger movement to get rid of all of the Confederate monuments and things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Which, absolutely.
Right.
Do that shit.
Right.
Take those names off of everything.
Right.
Even if you want to take it.
Shit.
What's up?
Wasn't I saying this shit, like, way before?
I'm sure you were.
How many podcasts? And if you follow me like on social media, especially on Twitter and Facebook, back in especially, I know. I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying.
Clear.
Yes, I know. I'm not. That wasn't against you.
As usual, Lo was ahead of the curve.
We've been talking about, like, we've both talked about this shit for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bitch!
What?
Are we gonna talk about
Cancel Hamilton?
Oh, no. Oh, I have not done my research in that. I'm sorry, Derek. I'm going to do my research. I'm sorry, Derek. We will talk about that. Right now, I just have not done that research. The decision for Florida felons to pay back.
Oh yes.
Yeah. The poll tax. The fucking poll tax. The fucking poll tax.
A
the
real fucking poll tax. Fucking poll tax.
It's like, I remember counting, like, working
we,
on
we knew
Obama's,
it was gonna happen. We knew it was gonna happen.
This was working back in 2012, like Obama's like last campaign.
Yeah.
And we were working for that. We were working on that. That was one of the things we were trying to get on the ballot to be voted on. And we finally get it on the ballot this past voting season. And it passed.
Yep.
To allow felons to regain their voting rights.
Problem is.
And then DeSantis.
Yep.
Want to go ahead and say, hold up, wait a minute. Nah. Y'all gonna have to pay back all of this shit, all of your fees, your attorney fees, court fees, so forth and so on. Before you're able to vote.
Bullshit fees.
And then, yes, bullshit fees, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that most of these felons are who? Poor?
The poorest and people, and that's why people do crime. But
exactly. Anyway. And, okay, yep. So that act that went to, that because that went to the Supreme Court, right? That was
yeah,
Supreme Court decision.
Yeah.
That went to the Supreme Court.
Or the Supreme Court declined to intervene in that.
So.
Yeah. Great.
But what's good is just seeing all of these, like, people, like these athletes, these celebrities, these people that have status and money stepping in and being like, yeah, no.
It's LeBron and who
LeBron,
else?
It's a bunch of athletes and Dave and other people. They got together. Well, I think it's like a group that he is, you know, he's in. Of course, LeBron is going to get the main override because it's LeBron.
Yeah.
But, like, it's a group that he has. I forget the name of the group, but yeah, they're donating. I forgot how much money.
It's got to be a lot of money.
Yeah. For to pay these attorney and court fees, pretty much the poll tax to allow these former felons like to vote.
I wonder
a basic fucking right.
Exactly. You know, the idea behind sending people to prison is that part one is they'll rehabilitate, which is insane. Fucking insane.
So
that's going to happen in prison.
So insane.
Fucking bullshit.
So insane.
Two, that they will have paid their debt to society. And when they get out and then they cannot vote or they can't get jobs, even though they've paid their debt to society. The fuck? Maybe the prisons are a for-profit system of slavery.
Maybe. Damn. You know, I never thought about that before.
And the cops are the slave patrols. Mm. Just trying to get more people back in the prisons.
Damn, really?
Huh. Shit. How many episodes have we said this on now?
I don't know.
It's our weekly shit on the cops and the prison systems.
Da 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 da. We're loving it.
great. Cool.
Let me just go ahead and tap dance for these white folks.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you tweet that or something?
I did.
Yeah,
that was good. Let me just go ahead and tap dance.
Oh, man.
Because sports and politics don't mix, people. Let me go tap dance for these white folks so they can get away from their uneventful lives for a few hours.
What two teams were like all the baseball players took a knee?
The Yankees and wasn't the Yankees and the Nationals? Yeah, I think so.
I mean, that's the minimum at this point.
Right, yeah, yeah. No, it's everyone now. Everyone's doing
that
now.
We love to see it as the
Yes, right, yeah. Love to see it. Love to see it, bitches.
Speaking of sports, do you want to talk about your queen and how she won? Here we go. Drag race.
So I recently have gotten more into RuPaul's Drag Race, which is pretty much. I think maybe I talked about this on another episode. I don't remember if I did or not.
You've mentioned it before.
It's pretty much like what America's Next Top Model was.
Oh, yeah.
When I was growing up.
Yes.
So. And Shay Coulee,
so good.
I'm so thankful to you know have been introduced to such a queen. She's fabulous. She's elegant. She's amazing. She's beautiful. She's fierce. She's all that in a bag of fucking chips with some hot sauce, okay?
She gives a good protest
talk. Oh, that protest speech, that's good. That's really good. That's when I fell in love with her.
That's really good.
That's when I felt, I was like, bitch.
And that was in Chicago?
Yes, it was a Black Lives Matter, yeah. Like March. I think it was the week after George Floyd, all that went down. And, you know, it was that whole week of, it was that vibe, you know, it was that week of when everything just went down.
Yeah.
It's
the second week this year where everything stopped.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. But she won All-Stars 5, you know.
Congratulations, Shay Coulee.
If you don't know the backstory, she was the front runner from her original season in RuPaul Drag Race. And her, friend from the show, she lip sync against her friend, and her friend, it's one of the most epic lip syncs ever. It was great. It was cool. Phenomenal. Whatever, and she didn't win. It was a thing because no one saw that coming. Because it was Shay's to win, to lose, and she unfortunately lost.
But she won. Very good.
And now, from that season, it's the top four from that season of her original season, not All Stars, and three of the four have either won that season, obviously, or All Stars. So cool. Peppermint is the last one. Peppermint is the first trans drag on RuPaul's Drag.
That's cool.
Race trans woman, and I'm gonna need her. I'm gonna need them to invite her back so she can go ahead and collect her coins because she needs to get her roses. It's time for her to get hers, okay?
So good.
Peppermint. So yeah, I'm not saying
shout out Peppermint.
You know, so I'm not trying to be this, say like I've been RuPaul's Drag Race day one, A1.
Obviously, I'm you've a watched in the
obviously
past.
I'm a, yes, obviously I'm a recent you know, viewer and admirer. And I don't know, I love it. Like I said, it's like America's Next Top Model and Project Runway, mixing into one. I love it. I fucking love it.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. But Shay Coulee, queen, girl, I love it.
If you ever want to be on the podcast.
Congrats.
Send us an
congrats,
email.
Girl. And keep fighting. Keep doing your thing. But yeah, thank you for reminding me to give that little shout out.
Of course.
You know. Let's talk about let's stay on sports ball.
Okay.
And let's talk about the NBA bubble.
The NBA bubble. Yes.
Sports has started back, people. The NBA has started back. MLB has started. These are my first two loves. I love basketball and baseball. I love football too, but I love basketball and baseball most. And
so, do you know how are they doing keeping people in the bubble?
Oh, it's a process because both the players and the journalists have their own bubble. Like everyone is all in this bubble.
It's like a bubble inside of a bubble. So the players are in the middle bubble, and then the reporters and journalists are on the outside bubble.
I don't know.
And like they have a security. Oh, like shit. They can only allow a certain number of journalists in at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I read something about this because okay. The only reason I'm interested in this sports is the bubble.
Yes.
And no one likes the food.
Yes, right.
The journalist they interviewed is a vegan and he hates the Disney food, of course. So ordered 64 ounces of peanut butter through Amazon and he got it.
Okay.
But the player's been trying to order like Postmates or whatever, food delivery, and that didn't work.
Nah. Mm-mm. Players leaving campus and getting
it
out
really
of the bubble
is like
for quote-unquote family emergencies.
Yeah. Conjugal visit.
One of them, Lou Williams for the Clippers, he left the bubble and went on like a family emergency. And apparently he went to Magic City. He went to a strip club in Atlanta.
Oh. I see. Was he allowed back in the bubble?
No, he has to be quarantined first before. So I believe you have to be quarantined before re-entering the bubble. And then once you re-enter the bubble, you're still quarantined for a few days before you're able to rejoin your team and normal activities.
Tests.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're
because
testing
they're
all
testing
the time.
Because they're testing people all the fucking time.
Yeah, every day.
It's like 100,000 tests a month.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was looking at...
it takes 15 hours for them to get a result.
JaVale McGee, he's a center on the Lakers. He played for the Warriors last year. And he's doing like a daily vlog of like being in a bubble.
Cool.
And today, like, I guess, like, each day, like, someone, he doesn't know which one of his teammates has his camera. Today or one of the other days, it was Danny Green. You probably don't know any of these names.
I don't know any of these
okay.
names.
But
are
he was going.
Are they hot?
Yeah. Danny Green, he's, you know, he a light-skinned cutie. I like JaVale McGee is actually, I didn't think he was sexy at first. But he's grown on me.
Okay.
He's grown on me.
Very good.
Anyways, Danny Green was doing the vlog recently, and he went and, like, they went through, like, he did the testing before they start the day or everything, and they showed it. Like, it went in his mouth.
They
went
so
they
in
their his
mouth.
Nose, too.
Oh, they do both.
Yeah, they did both. They do both. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they get their tests in 15 hours.
Yeah.
Which is so much faster than like the real world.
How long do we?
So
I don't know.
In Gainesville, if you get it from UF, University of Florida, it's fast. It's like 18 hours.
Okay.
But most of the rest of like Florida and especially Georgia and other states that are not very well prepared for this, it's taking like up to 8 days.
Damn.
In Georgia, if you go to like the Department of Health, they're telling you 2 to 4 days.
Damn.
But I hear it's at least that one.
Damn.
And that makes it super hard to do contact tracing.
Yeah.
Because can you remember all the people that you met?
Exactly.
Like, let's say that you were infected 2 or 3 days before you were tested.
Right.
If you're lucky.
Right.
You add that to 8, then you've got 11 days worth of people to remember.
Shit.
And then you have to trace all their people.
Right. Shit.
I know. It's stupid. Yeah.
That's nuts.
So, yeah. Luckily, the NBA has unlimited money.
Well, you know.
And can afford all the Disney food and COVID testing.
You know. I haven't looked into what baseball particularly are doing. I know it's a 60-game season. And then they're doing the playoffs and they expanded the playoffs to have more teams. I think 16 teams total now. It's usually not that many. But it's funny to watch because right now the NBA are just doing scrimmages, but they're going to start playing actual games this coming week.
But aren't they getting like all kinds of guidance, like what not to do on the court, like?
Oh yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
No spitting and
well,
like
yeah, it's all of that. You can look at the game and like they're all spaced out like on the sidelines.
So like the sport
and
is different.
Yeah, it is. There are no fans. They're putting like big screens in there to try to have like and put, like putting fan noise in there to try to like you know house, some kind of
this
shit.
This is
in
like
there.
On Star Trek, they have the holodeck, which is like a place you can go and make a fake whatever, uh-huh. any place you want.
Uh-huh.
So they're making a crowd.
I don't
for them.
Remember this is Star Trek.
It's very good. Star Trek: The Next Generation. They invented the holodeck, which is like a holographic environment.
I know this. Never yeah, mind. Yeah. That's a lie. I know this. Never mind. Yeah. I'm stupid. I know this. I know this. Okay. Okay. Okay.
We're anyway, uh-huh. so how do you think that fake audience is going? Does it help
I,
play?
Okay. So I love it because okay. I'm a basketball and baseball geek. I'm just a sports geek. So I watch scrimmages and all that online, like on YouTube and shit anyway, where there are no fans wow. and you just hear them talking shit anyway. I love pickup basketball. I love that shit.
Okay.
So I love being able to hear like the sneakers squeak, like the players talk, all and just I love that shit so much. I love that. So I don't mind it whatsoever.
Cool.
It's funny to look at baseball, to look at these big ass empty, because at least in basketball now they're in the bubble. They're not in their normal arenas. They already have like this kind of practice facility where they're. In.
Yeah, so it's a facility that was already there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Disney has the ESPN Worldwide
yeah.
Sports.
Yes.
So, yeah, they have a huge campus anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's weird looking at baseball stadiums and looking at the baseball teams play because it's literally empty, but they have cardboard pieces ooh. Around the stadium of, like, of different fans or, like, dogs or, like, behind the I forget which well, I was watching the other day behind the catcher there they had like a bunch of platforms of people in there and I saw like Chipper Jones and like his son I guess it was a Braves game then but yeah it was just it's just mm-hmm. they're doing different things to yeah, yeah. But it's so cool. It's so cool. I love the sound of a bat hitting a ball. A wooden bat or an aluminum bat. I just love the sound of a bat cool. hitting a ball. And it just sounds so much better in an empty stadium. And when someone hits a home run or gets like a real good hit and a solid fucking like hit, I love it. It's the best sound in the world. Cool. Apparently, I'm an audible freak, maybe. Then.
Yeah.
Maybe I guess I do love ASMR.
Yeah, do you listen to ASMR videos?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. So I guess I am a...
Very good.
I'm an audible freak, so I do like sounds, I guess.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really cool. I'm loving not having fans, to be honest.
Yeah, is there just noise?
It's just noise. Even though it brings, the fans obviously bring different element to it because you bring home court advantage, you bring, and you know, like you have people that are hecklers, you have all, they bring, it's just a different environment and element that brings to the sport. I do like it, but I'm enjoying like this time without fans.
So what do you think about football? I hear that like football is too much fan stuff to have it happen.
It's too much. I don't see how football can do it. I understand how all these other sports can do it. Soccer, obviously. I understand how they can do it. Football, I don't get it. Yeah. And especially in America right now, mm-hmm. it's like, remember, people, we're still in the first wave. We're not even in the second wave yet. And the second wave, it's going to be worse in the fall. We haven't even moved from the first wave. So... And that's smack dab in the middle of football season.
Yeah.
So unless they like plan on pushing it back to beginning of next year or something like that, or something, I don't see how they can. I really can't see how football can be played.
Yeah. So like Georgia, I think it's Georgia Tech or University of Georgia, whatever. One of those has a map of COVID probability, and so you put how big the crowd is mm-hmm. that you're going to be around. And for most places, if it's a crowd of 100 or more, then you have 100% chance of being around someone with COVID.
What the?
So when let's say we narrow it down to only 10,000 people in a stadium that can hold 70,000. I still don't think that that's enough spacing.
It's not.
Because, I don't know. I have friends who really fucking love football that are also like basically saying we should skip this year because it's not possible.
It's not. And most of these people that are like hell bent on trying to get, and I'm not talking about like the corporations. I'm talking about just regular citizens, just regular people. Yeah. They're like, oh, I need my sports. I need my sports, so forth and so on. Bitch, is that what all you live for?
Yeah.
Is your life that really uneventful that you really need? You really, really need your football? That
I think the high school football is starting.
That's crazy.
Isn't it fucking crazy?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'll be damned if I had kids and I would be letting them go to like school right now. I don't have kids, but I can empathize, and that obviously it's an extra burden on you to have your kids home and not like in school, especially if not used to that, especially if you're working so many different jobs.
But low, they got $1,200 4 months ago. That could help them.
You know, right? That's the last one the rest of the year.
I heard we might get another $1,200.
Yeah, I heard that too. But
I can't wait to donate that to the Biden campaign.
Shit.
I know that there's no way you would do that, but
you know that. Yeah, I'm voting for that motherfucker, but you know, I'm reluctantly, just like with Hillary, I'm reluctantly voting for that motherfucker.
I think you should be less reluctant than with Hillary, but, you know, it's like Grandpa, he's, you know, pretty harmless. As long as he doesn't talk.
Exactly. No.
He said some other bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
He said something like, Trump is our first racist president recently. Oh my God.
Are you fucking kidding me?
A lot of them. Also, do we cancel all of them and get rid of their statues? Sounds good to me.
Sounds like to me.
Fine.
Take them off our. Exactly. Do you understand that I have to look at fucking slave owners on dollar bills every fucking day?
Exactly.
On currency. Yeah. I have to look at that shit every fucking day.
But we couldn't get the Tubmans. We couldn't get those bills.
Bitch, please.
I know.
That's that shit. That's when I say shit is just so embedded. Mm-hmm. Shit is. I'm sorry, people. I got away from the mic. Everything is just so embedded into the system, into our society.
Yep.
That it's just. We really just need to wipe clean everything, the slate clean, and start all over.
And I'll say again, that is why people voted for Trump. So I don't know what we do. But I think those are different schools, though, of
that's true.
Wiping the slate clean.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are oh.
There's like the destroy everything crowd. Like, if we can't have our way, we're going to vote for Trump. And then there's the maybe we should reinvent how we're doing all this shit in a productive way.
Right.
So I'll give you that. I think that would be, we should make actual strides in like redesigning. If it starts with the police, that's fine.
Right.
Redesigning how we do our society. Yeah. It's not working.
It's not.
It's not even working for white people. So
it's only working for a few percent of like truly working for a few percent of the people.
Yeah. And only a few of those are giving back.
Right. Right,
like you can praise the leader of the Illuminati, what's his name?
Gates,
Bill Gates, yes, for donating basically all of his money. But he did get most of that money by taking advantage of business owners and people who bought computers, basically cornering the market and creating a monopoly.
He probably outsourced the manufacturing of computer parts to other countries.
Oh, yeah.
To low-income countries.
Well, you see, Bill Clinton would say that...
What?
That open trade is good for everyone.
Okay.
Welcome back to the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's some good neoliberal bullshit.
Awesome. Phenomenal. Thank you.
Phenomenal. Love Bill Clinton.
Thank you.
Love him.
Thank you.
I hope he's not dead. Oh, God.
Wow.
Speaking of vegans, maybe you should try that cum, Bill.
What?
Not only for staining dresses. Full circle.
Jesus.
Bill Clinton is a vegan. This is why I said that. Yeah.
I'm so fucking dead. I'm dead. Oh, speaking of Bill Clinton, Epstein.
Oh yeah, Epstein.
Have you seen the
I haven't watched it
the
yet.
Document? I've watched it. It's disturbing. Disgusting, mortifying. It's not new. Like, nothing surprises me. I know the government is like in a lot of this shit. I know that.
Are we eventually gonna learn that Pizzagate was real?
Child.
At least we had Barack Obama, who was, you know, relatively scandal free.
So for that tan suit, you saw what Turtle wore this week, right?
Oh, that's right.
He wore that tan suit.
Unbelievable.
Oh man. Who wore it better?
Impeachment.
I know, right?
Uh-huh.
Who wore it better, y'all? Y'all know my nigga Obama wore it better? Nigga got swag. That old ass, turtle ass neck wearing a fucking khaki ass, tan ass suit. Yo, bitch ass was the main one talking shit when Obama wore his.
I hope that lesbian in Kentucky can somehow beat him.
I'm sorry.
Vote McGrath.
I know who you were talking about, yeah. But the first person that came to mind was Rand Paul.
Rand Paul. Wow.
You said lesbian. I'm sorry.
Wow. Rand Paul.
The lesbians don't deserve that. They don't deserve that. Uh-uh. They don't deserve that.
They deserve Amy McGrath. She's fine.
Yes, they do. They deserve.
That's right. Although, you know, military.
I mean, lesbians are like the highest form of lesbians and trans are the highest form of queers.
That's true.
Especially
white,
especially
gays trans, are the lowest.
Especially
the lowest. It's true. There's like one step away from straight white guy.
Shit. Ooh.
One lack of gag reflex away from straight white guy.
T. Yo. Yeah, especially, okay, so you have trans and lesbian and women of color are like the highest form in our society, people.
We're going to rank people now. We've just basically done that.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so
we can also rank people based on how out they are, man. That can be some really judgy
Lady
shit.
G.
Lady G, how is that bitch? I shouldn't say bitch. That's controversial.
I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna say bitch all I want to.
Well, you know the Congress.
I've been saying bitch. You're talking about Yoho.
You know our congressman. Our fucking piece of shit Congressman Ted Yoho, who called AOC a fucking bitch. And apparently some like Christian charity made him resign from their board because of that. Low is awkward. It's a like hunger-based Christian charity, and it was apparently like, you know, outside of their ethics or something for him to use such language.
The hypocrisy of it all.
I know. You think that Christian charity is doing very much for like black trans people?
Nah.
No. Neither is the Salvation Army. This is why I can't stand them.
Nah.
They're actively...
I don't give shit to the Salvation Army.
No, you should not. People, please do not. Even if they do some good work, they're very discriminatory in who they'll give.
Extremely discriminatory.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Oh, the Trump administration is doing some bad shit against trans people, too. Of course, as usual, but something new recently.
Wait. Something other than the law revoking their health rights? There's like something newer than that? Are you serious?
I think. Just a second.
Okay, because,
Trump administration doubles down on trans discrimination.
Okay. I mean, this sounds about right.
As usual. Okay, sounds right. Oh, great. Here's it's a pop-in ad for something.
I love okay.
Love that shit. Like, there were, like, I think it was one of the Trump, one of the, like, federal bureaus was telling, like, putting out a guideline on, it's the HUD. Housing and Urban Development. We're putting out a guide on how to figure out if someone is transgender.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What?
That's right.
Hold on. I'm gagged. What?
Yep. That, you know, brain surgeon.
Carson.
Carson, who.
That cool as a nigga. I said that. I don't give a fuck.
Lowe said that. I have no comment.
Oh, he tap dance. He's a tap dancing ass nigga. I don't have a problem saying that whatsoever. Tap dancing ass nigga. Let's keep talking. Let's go.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, on Wednesday, this is on July 1st, proposed allowing homeless shelters to deny transgender people access to single-sex shelters of their gender identity. They said the an announcement that the proposed regulation would ensure that shelters must not discriminate based on sexual orientation or transgender status, adding that changes better accommodate the religious beliefs of shelter providers. I don't know. This is very confusing. But I know that they also included somewhere like a guide on how to figure out if someone's transgender. So basically, like, are they telling people at these facilities to check the junk or something to see what's there before they let them in? Mm-mm. No, this is bullshit. Mm-mm. But that's typical Trump bullshit. Oh, this is updated on July 24th.
Y'all some nasty motherfuckers.
It's fucking evil. I mean, like, the problem is it gets so evil and ridiculous, and like the United States is so like divided on this shit. Like, right. Like, I don't know. I'm flabbergasted. I can't. Like, there's no way for either side to find a middle ground, because the middle ground is like between evil and not evil. What is that? Facts. What is that?
That's true. You're right.
Anyway, trans people are the most likely people to have a homeless situation or have like. Poverty, hunger, and so we're going to make sure that they cannot go to a homeless facility.
That's crazy.
So they're going to send like a trans woman to like a man's facility. That's what they're talking about doing.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. Isn't that fucked up? Yeah. How's that going to go? Anyway, that's what they're doing. Fucking evil Trump administration.
I'm really pissed off right now, actually.
Yeah, that's what this rule would do. Yes. I'm speechless.
I'm over this shit, man. I'm so over this. This shit can be so defeating.
It is.
It's like, it's just... It's a lot.
I know. We just have to, keep going.
Yeah. It's all we can do. Yeah. So it's just, I don't know. It's nuts.
It's too much.
It is. And
it's too much evil to deal with.
It's way too much evil to deal with. I just don't understand whatsoever.
Well, and like, the problem is also, and this is the beautiful thing about the Black Lives Matter movement, is that the problem usually is you can't get people that are even indirectly affected involved, let alone people who it doesn't affect. But with Black Lives Matter, people are getting involved regardless of if it affects them.
It's true.
And this is like the big change in why we're seeing actual change.
Facts.
So
major facts.
Keep protesting.
Keep. I was just going to say something not intentionally insensitive, but
okay.
Yo, we need to keep the pressure on.
It's true, and this is why you'll see some expansion of what the Black Lives Matter movement wants to accomplish.
Right.
It's why we start hearing more about black trans people, which is great. I'm looking at my list of things.
Look at the preparedness of it all.
I assume you saw where Marco Rubio tweeted a picture of himself.
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't John Lewis.
God, it's so awful.
I mean, I've come to expect it now,
yeah,
unfortunately.
You can expect that, especially, like, the message. I mean, if it wasn't also a picture of him with not John Lewis, it still is a ridiculous message for someone who has not worked to help John Lewis accomplish anything ever.
Nothing. Just keep your bullshit to yourself. Keep your words to yourself. I don't need any of your bullshit. He didn't need, family didn't need any of that.
It was
bullshit.
Elijah Cummings in the picture.
Yeah. Like, just keep that air to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to waste it.
No.
Because that's all you're doing. That's all you're doing. And it's annoying as fuck.
Yeah.
It's,
There were some sort of funny responses on Twitter where people would.
Oh yeah, of course. Tweet stuff. That's what I love.
Where people would tweet stuff like, "I'm, you know, he's still my senator," and it instead of a picture of Marco Rubio, it was a picture of Ted Cruz.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
I'm dead. Mm-hmm. I'm dead. What was what did I send you earlier? About it was a protest. I hate my kids protest.
Oh, I hate my kids protest. Yes. Oh, that was so good. It was a protest basically. Do you want to explain?
Oh yeah, it was a protest. I think it was in Cali. I could be wrong. But it's these middle-aged white women out protesting, wanting their kids to
get back
in
school. Get these fucking albatrosses off my back. oh my God.
Yo, I mean, Sally, chill. Sally. I know you just trying to get your kids to go back to school so you can go ahead and cheat on your husband with the nanny or the pool boy or whatever.
Wow. Oh, good.
That's all that is. That's all that is. Oh, yay.
The robot.
Charging. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, another funny one was, what's his name? Sulu from Star Trek.
Oh.
George Takei.
Yes.
He was like, just for future reference, please do not use a picture of Yoko Ono, of yourself with Yoko Ono and say that you miss me.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, but still, John Lewis's family didn't need that sort of bullshit that day.
No. No. They probably don't care. They didn't even know.
They absolutely would expect that.
Yeah.
Nothing less from Republicans.
Exactly. Good fuck. Oh, yeah, Regis died.
R. Olivia de Havilland died. She was 104.
Yes, off and Gone with the Wind. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
She was 104. Yes. No, she was my grandmother's age.
God damn.
Yes, if my grandmother was still alive, she would be 104. Crazy. At least.
Lord.
The other grandmother's still alive.
Yeah, she's knocking on 100.
She'll be 90. Right? She'll be 90. She's young.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the 100-year-old one died.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, she was 99 when she
died.
Okay. Like 5 years ago or something. Yes, but they recently sold my grandmother's Ford Model A.
Oh yeah, you did show me that. You sent me that little video.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, what was I gonna do? Put it in the carport here in Florida.
You couldn't find a spot to put in like an antique storage.
Park it downtown in one of the garages.
Okay.
Put it right next to the Tesla charging in the garage.
Okay.
Downtown. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'd rather spend the money on a Tesla.
Oh, so you want to make
I can't stand Elon. Him. I know. I can't stand rich. Elon, but I do want to go to space, and I want a Tesla, so I'll deal with this crazy person.
Man, fuck him, too.
I know. he deserves
it. I'm really on just
Low is
fuck
over
everyone.
It. Low's over it.
I'm over bitches right now. I can't stand people. Because people are being really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really dumb.
Yeah. It's hard to keep track of all of it. So, yeah.
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm a Debbie Downer this week.
It's okay.
It's like, what the fuck?
Smoke another strain. Maybe that'll help.
You know what? This motherfucker just like read the shit out of me in front of my motherfucking face. You know? No, I should have smoked it beforehand.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
I see.
Because I woke up from a nap.
Oh, and that would have helped the like garage band situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to go into that.
Nah. Yeah. Nah, shut up.
I was trying to come up with like a carport banjo or something like that. It was my off-brand version of garage
ciao.
Band.
Ciao.
Yep. But hey, here we are. Low is recording. We're on GarageBand now, right?
Oh, yes, yeah, because yeah. I'm
back
on the Mac.
Back on the Mac.
Back on the Mac, so.
Guess he's back.
And I need to go ahead and get. I got that. and I have to download Logic again.
Yeah, Logic Pro?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's not my main like DAW, but I like to use it cool. from time to time. So
very good.
But GarageBand is the OG. That was
it's true.
I used GarageBand in college for like my video projects, documentaries. If I wanted to add cool. like music or anything to shit.
Now you can do all that on your phone.
I know. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Poor iPad.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I'm so mad I didn't stick with music. Like, from the beginning.
You're still doing music.
I am. Mm-hmm. But I would have been so further along than I am right now. But I can't.
Mindfulness. Mindfulness
you're right. Low. You're right.
In this moment right now.
You're right.
On this couch.
And I'm okay. I'm a late bloomer. I'm okay with that. I have to.
You're a beautiful
that.
Flower.
I am. Thank you. I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, don't unplug.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So, man, I don't know what else to.
I don't know if we have anything else to talk about. I do feel like we had a lot to talk about.
Yeah. I felt like there was a lot that happened, but I can't remember.
This is the Untucked segment. This is where we're at.
All
right.
What you know about
on this
Untucked?
I know about Untucked. I'm gay enough to know about that shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm dead.
I started watching on HBO this show. What is it called? Fuck.
No, that?
Yeah, great. It's called Fuck. I mean, on HBO, absolutely.
Probably. Oh, yeah. Do you remember Real Sex?
Yeah.
Yo, I loved Classic. Real Classic. Sex. That shit was amazing.
Legendary. That's what it is.
I think I've heard of Legendary.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's a bunch of houses performing, you know.
Uh-huh.
They're voguing. And
okay.
Yeah. It's quite a lot.
So this is like ballroom.
It's yeah, it is ballroom. Yeah.
Legendary.
You should check it out.
It's a show?
It's like a
documentary?
No, it's more like a reality TV. Like it's a competition.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah, it's sort of like not it's not like Drag Race exactly, but They do things.
Yeah, no, no. They're competing. It's like, it's ballroom. It's ballgame. Yeah,
and then you know, and then it you know, it's like Survivor. They vote one group off each week or something.
I'm about to go watch the shit.
Yeah, go watch it. Okay. My friend Adele, who is in Saudi Arabia, told me about it. I was like, Adele, how do you know more about my pop culture than I do? I don't know, but yeah.
Damn.
I know. Very cool. Because I told him I like Pose, and he was like, you should check out Legendary. Yes, although I do need to watch the end of the last season of Pose.
Yes, you do.
I know.
Yes, you do.
It's one of those things, like, sometimes I don't want to watch it, because then, like, I'll have to wait until
the next season. Because they haven't even finished... Like,
I know. When will the next season of Pose be?
We don't know. They haven't finished the filming.
They're going to film them all at, like on a Zoom meeting, basically.
Yeah. Man,
can you imagine how scary Elektra would be on a Zoom meeting?
Yo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would be pissing in my pants having Elektra bitch my ass out over Zoom.
Unbelievable. Another show on HBO that I've been watching is called I May Destroy You. It's by, what's her name? Michaela Coel. I don't know. This is her. Right there with the pink hair.
I've heard of this.
Yes.
I know what you're talking
about. She stars in it, and she wrote it, and it is like intense.
Okay.
Because it deals with everything from rape and accusations of rape.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sort of, it's fiction, but obviously based on probably some of her experiences or experiences that she's been adjacent to.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
Okay, because I've heard of that one.
There are 7 episodes currently.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't even want to say anything really more than it's very good. Because it has some real moments that you're like, what the fuck just happened?
Okay.
Anyway.
You know what? It's crazy.
Hmm?
That if we've, like, transitioned... Because remember, we used to talk about movies a lot more.
That's true.
But there haven't been releases because of
COVID. That's true. COVID. And also, there's a lot happening in the world.
Yeah, a lot.
Yes, and I have stopped avoiding the world... for better or worse.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever.
I know.
That's fine. I'm on some good antidepressants.
Yeah, same. We're fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And we're able to afford and use those resources.
It's true.
So, but at least we're using these resources to
exactly. Yeah.
To make us better.
I just realized,
unlike some people,
yeah. I know
that shall remain nameless, but I'm pretty sure everyone knows who I'm talking about.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about him,
right? But yeah,
I could become outraged or something, but I'm not. I more feel sorry for that person. This is some real vague booking that we're doing.
It really is.
Yeah,
it really is.
Uh huh.
It's all good though.
I almost brought that up when I talked about the Tubmans earlier.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, when we get President Biden, we'll get those $100 bills.
Uh-huh. Oh, wait. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
I know this is...
We're all over the place. It's fine.
This is. So, The Help. You know the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Viola Davis regrets that role.
Yes, she regrets doing it.
I love it. I would, too.
Yeah.
I would, absolutely. Too. I'm so happy that she...
I know.
She admits that.
And she's like so much better than that now.
Yeah.
I mean, always was.
Yeah. But it's.
But good for
it's
her.
It's like what she said. Because we all say she's, quote unquote, the black Meryl Streep. But if she's Meryl Streep, the only reason Meryl Streep is Meryl Streep is because she's allowed access to these roles. And they allow her these opportunities to play these various different types of roles.
Yeah, when you don't write black woman roles,
right.
Then they're
boom.
Not gonna. Yeah.
Yeah.
Infrequently will they then hire a black woman to play like a role that was not written for a black woman.
Right. You know how I feel about white savior stories. That's why I didn't want to see Harriet Tubman. Yeah. Like, I didn't...
Harriet.
I didn't want to see that because I was pretty over good slave movie. It's actually a good movie.
Pretty good.
But there's always a white savior. There's
always a white savior. It's true.
Always a white savior. And that shit pisses me off. Like Brad Pitt in 12 Days a Slave.
Yeah.
That nigga looked like Jesus. They made him look like white Jesus. He was glowing. That bitch was glowing.
Sounds right.
Like,
I mean, it's wrong, but that sounds correct.
I mean, he did produce, you know, direct and all that.
So you're saying he bought his way into being a white savior? I mean, sounds right. Yeah. All right.
No, but I don't want to talk shit about Brad. He's cool. He's cool people. Yeah. He's down for the cause, so he's cool.
He means well.
Yeah, you know.
Man, I aspire to white savior status. I can't wait to... No, I'm kidding.
I know, right? Shit, me too. I can't wait.
Lo, will you help me become a white savior? I want this to be a real goal.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
Wow. What a moment. We just won our Emmy, our podcasting Emmy.
This is the episode we're going to submit.
Exactly. To the Academy. Yeah. I saw Viola talking about how, like, she is considered the Black Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
And, like, how, like, infuriating that is.
It is.
To be told that to her.
Right.
Face.
Right.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Bitch, man. I know. Yeah. No, but yeah, no. Yeah. I love Viola and like think. Devil's Wears Prada.
Yes.
Think if Viola was in that role.
I know. They should remake it.
Bitch.
I know. So
like,
good.
Come on.
I know. And that is my favorite Meryl movie.
That is. That's mine too.
Yes.
That's by far.
Yes. But if Viola was in it, it's like a completely different movie.
Oh, yeah.
But also very good. Yeah.
I know.
Also, I think you would cast someone else as Andy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would it be? Who do you think it should be? Maybe not a white woman.
Tessa Thompson?
Okay. I like it.
Janelle Monáe?
Yeah. I mean, Janelle Monáe, you can put in anything.
Yeah.
And she disappears out of nowhere.
Yeah, she does. Or... a lesser-known Black actress.
Yeah, I like that. Sometimes you get something better from someone that we don't have expectations from.
Yeah.
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 Which I think worked well.
Think about Moonlight.
Yeah, exactly. Moonlight's so good.
Yo.
Yeah.
So good. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Liberty City, Miami. But yeah.
That's Lowe's home.
Yeah.
Homeland.
Yeah, I need to get my tats.
Oh, yeah. Get your tats.
Yeah.
You can video it, and we'll put it on the Instagram.
You know what? I should.
Yeah. You're I'm glad right. We're not doing video this week.
Yeah, same.
This is not the week to start doing video.
No.
Though I don't mind your belly, like, you know, is out, you know, and you're...
I'm dead. I'm dead. Oh, good.
I know. Alls has chilled out.
Look at that.
Just in time for us to finish the podcast.
Look at that.
That's typical Ollie. So donate to my GoFundMe. I need 7 more French Bulldogs. What is their assignment aside from keep protesting? Go watch some movies by Black women. One good example would be Selma.
Protect Black women.
Protect
Look up
black,
the story of the Black woman in Long Island. That's your
What is that?
That's the assignment for this week. To Google the Black lady who was being
with the sign on her door.
Yeah, in Long Island.
Unbelievable.
That's your assignment for the week.
Yep.
I'm going to give y'all a double assignment. Do a little research and Googling on gender identity. Good. Gender theory.
Good. Gender is a construct.
Yes.
It's a societal construct.
So you can it's get kind of...
It's a role.
If you're, especially if you... yeah. Go... Do just a little Google or slight research on gender identity and gender theory. So you have two assignments this week. Look up the black lady in Long Island and her story and what's going on there, and do your Googles on gender identity and gender politics and gender theory.
Yeah, you just need to Google black woman Long Island, and it's the first thing that comes up.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah,
very good. These are good assignments.
Yeah, good.
And leave us a written review on iTunes.
Yes.
5 stars.
Yes. RRS.
Rate, review, and subscribe.
And follow us.
Yes.
Follow us on
Instagram and Twitter.
Insta.
Thawed Podcast.
Yeah, Thawed Podcast.
THAWD.
Podcast.
On Instagram,
and then, you know, you can send comments, send DMs. You can also email thoughtpodcast@gmail.com.
You can call us and leave a voicemail if you would like. We'll add it to the podcast, maybe.
Oh, yeah. You do have your Google voice number.
My Google number is 352-505-1234.
Okay. So how many guys are hitting you up on there right now?
Oh, my God. Miley Cyrus texted me today. Hilarious. Hilarious. Shit. I don't know her name. She didn't tell me. Someone texted me. It was a wrong number. And she was like, you know, texting me for a booty call. Or, you know, whatever. Yeah. She wanted some dick. And like, from some guy in Lexington. My phone number isn't a Lexington phone number. My other phone number.
Oh.
It was so good. That picture that I sent you.
Oh.
Yeah. She looks like Miley Cyrus, right?
She was thirsty.
Totally.
God damn.
She was like, oh, you're
not barking up the road.
You're not the guy
tree.
I'm looking for. What do you look like? So she said. So good. Not that I've never done that. But. Oh, fuck.
A mess. Uh-huh. A mess.
Totally a mess.
Wow.
I did block her when you told me I should probably
block
her.
Good. Y'all be safe in these quarantine streets. Like, this is COVID is still out here. Just saying, it ain't worth, you know, dying over.
Mm-mm.
You know, nah. Ain't nah.
Need some of that PNC.
Go masturbate, people. Go masturbate. Hey. Yo, it's not worth getting COVID. Fuck that noise. I know y'all out there. Y'all want some D. Mm-hmm. Y'all want some ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all want some titties. But y'all gotta stay safe. Stay safe in these streets. Rona is still out here causing chaos.
So much. We're like at 450,000 now in Florida.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. So like chill.
Yeah.
Chill out. Chill. If y'all have like a significant other or anything, mm-hmm. Just chill.
Yeah.
Chill.
Use your FaceTime and Skype.
You know. Yeah. You know.
Snapchat.
Yeah. You know, go ahead. If you're on the apps, go ahead and just, you know, do some cyber sex, you know.
I do not
don't they have like video features or some
shit
now? Yeah,
you know what Grindr does apparently?
What?
They'll give you like 3 minutes of free video a day. What are you gonna do with that?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Just enough, it's like here's a bump like of cocaine.
I don't deal with those apps.
And then they'll be like, for only $40 a month, you can have unlimited video.
Mm-mm, I don't deal with them bitches. No. Mm-hmm.
I do not miss the craps, as I call them.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Lo's going to sing us out.
I am.
Try do the benediction. All right. Very good.
Hold on. So. I'm just fucking with you. I'm not gonna do shit.
Yes.
But thanks for listening, y'all.
Thank y'all.
Y'all have a good week. Y'all be safe.
That's low.
Stay healthy. Be love. Mm-hmm. Share love. Embrace love. Mm-hmm. Give love. Deuces.
Bye. So, good podcast.
Did you really just like?
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck. What the fuck am I doing? So good.
Oh, fucking dead.
Good times.
I am a Debbie Downer this week, though.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
It's okay.
Oh.
What?
What a time.
Well, I thought you were going to be like, oh, we haven't been recording for the last 2 hours.
Oh, no, we have. Oh, no, we have. Oh, so wait. Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. I'll stop the backup recording. Very important.
Oh, so you... Why are you doing that?
What?
What?
I'm stopping the backup recording.
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Huh? The fuck?
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Just wow.